The Andy Summer Show. Happy Monday here on 92.5 XTU.
So we're really excited because we have been waiting so long to hear the news that Michael Ray and Carly Pierce finally got married. Yay!
I remember just asking you on Friday when we played the new Michael Ray song. I'm like, they tied the knot yet? And then, boom.
They kept saying, it's so close. It's so close. It's so close. So here's what we know. They talked to People Magazine. They got married yesterday on a farm in the Nashville area. Carly wore a short pencil skirt wedding gown that was covered in a full-length piece of sheer lace. And the wedding reception featured burgers.
Yeah.
And shrimp and grits.
Yeah.
And a wedding cake that had chocolate frosting.
Oh, nice.
I mean, that is not traditional.
I wish I was invited just for the food.
Jake Owen sang Made for You during their first dance. So sweet. But
that's great.
They insisted that a few things not happen at their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And these insistence were directed toward the DJ. They were not to play YMCA, the chicken dance, or the electric slide.
What?
No. Yeah. You have to have those at a wedding, don't
that's
you?
That's what I thought. And I thought maybe it's just because I'm Polish. Like, I can't. If it's not a wedding if there's no chicken dance, as far as I'm concerned.
I will only dance if it's the chicken dance and YMCA and stuff like that. I won't dance to regular music.
Line dances are the best.
Yeah.
Right. So that got me thinking, like, you know, maybe you've been to a wedding where there were certain rules or some weird things happened. Like, I think that I had a great wedding, but I don't really remember. But
that means it was a great wedding.
Right. We not just me, the reception ran out of alcohol at our wedding.
No!
So
that's a good time.
The clue that I would give to people, the lesson that we learned is we didn't do a seating chart. So when you walked in, you didn't get like a little matchbook with your name and table number on it. There were only a few tables for people to sit down. And we asked the younger guests that they let the older guests use the tables. And then there were like high tops all over the place. So you could walk around and get your food and then just go back. Because if you're having a party at your house, no one's sitting down.
Right.
Right.
And I like that too, because, you know, I understand the seating, like you want to group people together who are comfortable, but then that's the only place you'll go probably.
And it is stressful doing. I was like, I'm not doing this. I want to, you know, when I go to a wedding, I want to hang out with who I want to hang out with, not who you think I should want to hang out with.
And then you're like, well, Uncle Bert, he's got a drinking problem. We can't put him over there with Aunt Betsy because then she's going to smack him.
It's a whole thing. But here's why it didn't work out perfectly, because when people are on their feet milling around the whole time, they're drinking a whole lot more.
Right.
They're up at that bar a lot more often, which is how you run out of alcohol on a Sunday night wedding when you can't buy alcohol anywhere.
Yeah.
So that made things rather difficult for us. So I don't know. Have you, Dave, like, you're a single guy. So from your perspective, what are things that you, like, when you're going to a wedding, what has to be there?
Well, alcohol. Lots of alcohol.
So you're not going to a dry wedding?
I would know. A dry wedding? Why would there be such a thing?
It happens. It happens, Dave.
There's no way I'm going. I also worry because now I don't know if I would go to this wedding either. A friend of mine has to attend a wedding that is scheduled for Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh,
that's awful.
Yeah. Now, granted, if it's like, you know, Patriots and Rams, might not care so much. But, you know, but if the Eagles are playing, and especially, I mean, Super Bowl Sunday is a big deal.
Right.
Like, it's a whole day sort of thing.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
No, that's tough because you probably get a discount. You know, I'm
that.
Sure because it's a Sunday wedding. And it's on super, like, no one else in the world is having their wedding that day. So they probably, the venue probably paid these people to
just
have their wedding that day. Yeah,
right.
Just so they could sell
you
something.
No, Super Bowl Sunday is on the first Sunday of every February.
But you two are also talking like people who have never gotten married, okay? When you are planning your wedding, you don't care what else is going on in the world. You're like, you know what? If you'd rather sit home and watch the Super Bowl, I don't want you at my wedding. I only want people who love and care about me. Because you get, like, you get bridal brain, you know?
Yeah.
Bridal
brain.
I didn't think about that.
I think
that's
I'm going to trademark that. But it happens. Like, you get a little bit crazy, but it becomes, I mean, it's so all about you that you don't care about anything
else. As it really
else.
Should be. I mean, it's your day.
Yeah. Yes.
Unless the Eagles are playing in the Super Bowl, then ain't no one coming to your wedding.
Oh, my goodness.
Ain't no one going to be there.
Oh, that's got to be tough. Or you make sure that there are TV screens around.
Mm-hmm.
Play, like, you can watch the Super Bowl. Like, that would be a Super Bowl party that I would love to attend.
Because
then you don't really have to watch it if you don't want to. It's there, but you can also eat some food and do some dancing and hang out with your friends.
And the bride can wear a green dress instead of a white dress.
I think that's perfect.
Problem solved.
There you go.
So,
Go Birds. All right. So the question is, talk to us about your wedding. Like, what has to happen for a perfect wedding, and what should absolutely not happen for a wedding?
So I also ran out of alcohol at my wedding.
Ugh.
We had a beach theme, and we had these alcoholic slushies. Everybody loved them. We ran out of alcohol. We had to go out two more times to buy more.
Oh, my.
My dad was really, really hammered and ended up in the parking lot. Me and my cousin had to carry him out, so imagine carrying somebody out in a wedding dress.
Oh, no.
We put him in the car with the air on because it was the middle of the summer, and, you know, we figured we'd leave him there. He'd go to sleep. He'd be good. We came back out like 15 minutes later to check on him, and he was... on his back in the parking lot because he thought he was a turtle. So that was fun. And I still, to this day, 8 years later, get comments on my wedding because it was literally just a party.
That was so awesome.
We said I do, and everybody partied, and it was just so much fun.
Good for you, Angel. That's the way to do it.
Well done.
I mean, if the evening ends with your dad thinking he's a turtle, that is a party.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Good morning, Jeanette.
All right. So I have to agree that you have to have the chicken dance and all of those silly ones because that's kind of what makes a wedding, at least in my eyes. I guess, like, if you are Polish, I mean, I am, so I always have the chicken dance and that one polka song, and everybody just kind of, nobody knows how to polka, everybody just kind of bounces around.
Right, but it's fun.
That's what makes it funny, right?
You're so right, Jeanette. Polish women unite. We are partiers, right?
Exactly. Love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Polish women unite.
Yes!
And Kevin, you're a wedding DJ. You must have seen it all, man.
Yeah, been wedding DJ for over 40 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And, the chicken dance, I love the chicken dance. We actually brought that record down from Erie, Pennsylvania way back in the 70s. We were one of the first DJs in the area to start playing it. But my story is I was doing the Buster Poindexter hot, hot, hot line dance, and I was zigzagging on the dance floor.
Everybody's like in a conga line behind you, right?
Right. And then... we would zigzag. We'd go into the bathrooms. We'd go into the kitchen. We would go to the bar. And I kind of zigzagged a little bit close to the wedding cake. And one of the guests stumbled into the wedding cake.
Oh, boy.
Sent the wedding cake across the dance floor. The bride ran into the bathroom, and I whipped out that song that had just come out, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
So clever.
Everybody standing around, so I was like, yeah, okay, well, I got to do something.
I'll tell you what, though. I mean, she doesn't know this, but, like, wedding cake is never as delicious as you're expecting it to be anyway. So
it looks probably a lot better than it tastes.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
So may have saved everybody's taste buds, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. But the best weddings were the ones where you had good bartenders.
Absolutely. Yeah, right.
And the worst ones were the dry ones. And even worse than a dry wedding was when the bride and groom would script the music. They would pick out every song. And I guess the worst one I can remember was the couple had a song for every aunt, uncle, and every person.
Oh, no.
And they wanted them to dance. So everybody's standing around while, you know, Aunt Sue and Uncle Tom are dancing, and then the next couple dance, and it's horrible.
It is. You know, I mean, think that people, like, when a couple does that, their heart is in the right place.
Right.
But they don't realize what it does to the guests.
To everybody else.
Like, yes,
right.
We are there for you, but come on. We're also at a reception, and we want to have
now,
a good time.
One thing I would warn couples, and I'll warn anybody who's, you know, looking to get married today, and remember this, do not punish your guests with your taste in music.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.